Some of Penticton's cycling stars of tomorrow took center stage this weekend on Lakeshore Drive. Around 300 kids participated in the annual Piccolo Fondo bike race on Saturday morning, July 12. Since 2011, the event has been held one day before the Okanagan Grand Fondo, which returns to Penticton on Sunday with close to 2,000 cyclists from across North America. It was the kids' turn on Saturday, however, as large crowds began to converge around Rotary Park to catch the start of the Piccolo Fondo at 8 a.m. Participants aged 3 to 10 raced in one of four distances, from 400 meters to 5 kilometers. Each kids received a bike plate, medal and juice box upon finishing their respective routes. Longtime Penticton race announcer Steve King was heard calling Saturday's action on Lakeshore Drive. He said the event remains a special part of Grand Fondo weekend. "Seeing the smiles on the kids' faces is great," said King, who has announced the event since 2011. "Sometimes they're not so happy if they have a little spill, but it's great to see them getting back on the bike and crossing the finish line." Since its inception, the race has helped keep youth engaged with the sport. A local 12-year-old athlete who participated in past Piccolo Fondo events has gone on to join the professional Kelowna-based Red Devils cycling team, King said. The Okanagan Grand Fondo returns Sunday at 6:30 a.m., with a new route. More than 1,800 cyclists, including 150 from Kelowna, will gather at Skaha Lake Park and head south along East Side Road in a loop, traveling through Okanagan Falls, Oliver, and Calden, before returning to the park to cross the finish line. A record number of U.S.-based athletes are also registered to take part in the race, King said. Drivers can expect delays and congestion, particularly at Highway 97 and Skaha Lake Road, until 3 p.m. due to the event, according to the city.